and put well water in there and put the receptacle in the water. That's what we used to do. Out there when we were batching it out there.
Well, on the farm, was there usually an open place around the barn where the cattle, chickens, or whatever could just walk around or something like that?
Well, yes, because there's a rule, they have a fence. Because, a fence around the house itself. And then the barn is, we'll say, well, I'll take the brother plate out. The barn is about 100 yards away from the house. But then the pastures on the other side of the permanent garden, where the housewife has a garden for flowers and what little time she may have, they piddle in the yard with flowers, which is quite common with some of the farmers' wives or rancher wives.
Was that place around the barn ever called the barnyard?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's in general. And there's really chickens are wild. I mean, they run everywhere, except where if they can keep out of the housewife's garden where she had the flowers.
I see. Was the pasture back then open or was it fenced in?
Oh yes, it's open. But you have lots of acreage, for instance. They may have one trap, as they call it, for the cow, as I told you, and for the man's horses. And if he has more than one horse, four or five, than a brother of mine had, he would keep one horse up in this trap and let the balance run around in maybe 300 or 400 acres. And if he wanted more, he'd have to get on and ride them and bring them in, that is, drive them in. But he wouldn't drive one. If he had five, he wouldn't drive one, he had to drive more. Because you can't, even with cattle or anything like that, sheep, you've got to drive them all because one will get in one if you're by yourself. And even at that, have you ever heard the expression of cutting horses? Cutting horses. They have those in the rodeo.
What does that mean?
Well, when they, there's a, of course, in a rodeo, better gun. A rodeo is in an arena, we'll say. And they put 8 or 10 cattle in a group, and they say, all right, now I want that calf out of that group. And this cutting horse is trained, and the rider will guide him to that, and this thing will try to get out.
Right.
And it's very interesting how this animal can work that animal out of the group. But that's in the small enclosures, you see, compared to the pasture.
I see. Well, what kind of fencing did the farmer use on his farm?
On barbed wire. General, and some have wood fences, but there's a rule. Of course, a small barnyard is usually a panel board with a barn and a feed house and a small shed where the stock, a cow, a horse can get under if it's raining or if it's snowing. And if a man is milking, he can get underneath this small shed. And that is usually paneled wood, paneling. I'd say, big as this room, sometimes bigger. It all depends on the size of your place, too.
Did people in this area ever use fences made out of split rail?
No.
Didn't have any rail?
No, if they do.